Hilchos Melicha, Shir 7, Siman Samech Tes, Sif Yud Aleph. The Sif speaks about what happens if meat is cooked without being salted first. Let's see the Mechaber. Basar Shenis Bashil Baloi Melicha, meat that is cooked without being salted. Tzorech Sheyehei B'Tavshil Shishim Keneged Oisei Basar. You need the volume of 60 in the pot against the piece of meat being cooked. For oz mutter hakoil, if there is 60, then everything's mutter, even the piece itself that was cooked without being salted first. If there's not 60, so then everything in the pot is aser, including the pot. This is how the Kaf HaChaim paskens, the Orach HaShulchan paskens, the Zivchei Tzedek, Shulchan Gavoya, and others. The Yalkut Yosef in this case is Mekel, that the pot is mutter because it's only a suffix if there's 60. However, we see that most of the Achronim do not hold this way. So let's see the Shtaz, Chusuf Kotn Chavov. Keneged Oise Basar, you need 60 against a piece of meat. De lo yadin and kam adam nafik mene. We don't know how much blood came out of the meat, therefore we have to estimate against the whole piece of meat. This is not like the Ravid. The Ravid holds that we do estimate in such a case, but the Shach explains to Machaber that he is paskening not like the Ravid. Sif Kotn Chav Zayin says, Vo'oz mutu akoil, the mashi yotza nizbatil b'shishim. Whatever comes out of the meat is batil n'shishim. Umashi nisha boi havi dam hoi vorim shaloi pirish. The blood that's left inside is dam hoi vorim shaloi pirish. Dam hoi vorim that comes out of the meat is aser. But since it remains in the meat, it's mutter. V'hikshem oi v'chom izal. My revered father-in-law, the Bach, asks, D'ho b'shoivim afrekes Behema, if someone breaks the spine of the animal during Shechita, the Simen Semach Zayin, Afarosh Savalei, the Aser, Mishim Pirish Mamakam Lamakam. In such a case, the Rosh agrees that Pirish Mamakam Lamakam, blood that moves from place to place in the meat, is Aser. Rachanami Yehi Aser Mehai Taima. In our case, also it should be Aser, because it's Pirish Mamakam Lamakam in the meat. But Tirit Sham Ayin Alav. See there what he answers. V'loi kashim idi. The Taz says it's not a question. The hocha bebishul kol ma shepirish yoytze l'chutz. Since we're talking about cooking, whatever moves goes out of the piece of meat. V'kol ma shelo yoytze l'chutz, whatever does not go out of the piece of meat, ein aporish klal, does not move at all. So what's in the piece of meat doesn't move at all. And anything that does move goes out of the piece of meat. That's how the Taz explains the Mechaber. However, the Mishpat Zav explains, not like the Taz. He says the reason that the Rosh holds that in our case it's mutter is because it was pirish mimakom lamakom after the animal died. But the Rosh agrees that if it's pirish mimakom lamakom while the animal is still alive, before it stops moving after Shechita, in such a case it would be aser. We'll see later on in the Shir what's the ramifications of this Machlokes. So the Shach Sifkot Mamdalot says, Basashin is Bashal, Af Imloin is Bashal Lagami, even if it's not completely cooked, Raksha Samua Bekadero, it's placed in a pot, Shemeksasa Cham, that's partially hot, Vahyatzal Ladisbo, it's the heat of Yatzal Ladisbo, that the hand is withdrawn from the heat automatically, which is, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, 45 degrees Celsius, 113 degrees Fahrenheit. In such a case, if it's a Kli Rishon, even if it was removed from the fire, it is aser. The Sif Sadas says that's only a Kli Rishon, but if it's a Kli Sheni, you took the water from the pot that was cooked on the fire, and you poured it into a different utensil, this water in the second utensil, even if it's hot, it's called a Kli Sheni, and it would not cook, and therefore you can still go and salt the meat afterwards. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah holds, V'yesh oisrim la'oisa chaticha afilu b'de'ika shishim neged ha'chaticha. There are more paskins that even if there is 60, the piece of meat is aser. What's the reason? So the Taz and Sif Kotn Chavches says, L'fishin is bashla ha'chaticha b'domo. The piece of meat is cooked in its blood. We'll explain soon. V'ein la'hakshis ha'badam ma'almo shenofal al'chaticha shepekadeiro. If some blood from somewhere else falls on a piece of meat in a pot, shemeksasa teicha haroite, if this piece of meat was partially in the liquid, mutter, According to the Ri, its motto, we'll learn in Simon Tzadik Beis and in Simon Kuf Hei, there's Machlikas Ri and Rashi. If meat is partially in liquid, and some iser or milk falls on this piece of meat, whether it goes directly through the pot, it spreads through the pot, or it remains in the piece. According to the Ri, it spreads through the whole pot, and therefore it's bottle. And even the piece of meat that the milk fell on is mutter. So why in our case is the piece of meat aser? Shani hacha shai iser hu machmas atzmai. It's iser machmas atzmai. It's blood that was always in the piece. Nishratam v'makai mei v'aser. It stays in its place and it's aser. The Mishnah Sasav explains that it's because of pirish memakom lemakom. For oid, the choshev ki iser hadovuk. The blood is considered an iser dovuk to the meat. Maybe the piece of meat was once out of the roitev. So let's explain this. We'll see later on in Basar B'Chalav that if an isser is dovuk to heter, it'll aser the heter first, and then this piece of meat will become a chanan, and then you'll need 60 against the whole piece. And there's two reasons for isser dovuk. One is that since it's attached, it will first go into the piece of meat that it's attached to, and will ask for the piece first, making it a chanan. Or, even if it's not attached, the piece of meat was removed from the rotav at some point, and therefore now there's not 60 against the piece of meat that had iser attached to it, and it will make the piece of meat aser, a chanan, and then only 60 against the whole piece. So Taz is saying that we could be choshesh that the piece of meat was once out of the rotev. However, the Mishpat Seizov says, we'll see this in a few places throughout Issa V'Heter, that we are not choshesh that the piece of meat was out of the rotev by an Issa D'Rabbanan. So therefore, the main reason over here that it's aser is because of Dam Shapirish L'Mokom L'Mokom. That's also how the Shach says in Sifkot Mem Vav. The Ramah continues, V'hachi Noag Im Lay L'Tzeirech K'goin L'Chavet Shabbos Oy L'Chavet Orchim Da'oz Yishlis Machadevi Amakilim. If it's a tzorach, there's a need for the piece of meat, like an Erev Shabbos, or you're having guests, then you can rely on the makilim. The Mishpat Seizov explains that we'll see in Sifkot Tes Zayin, by salting in a klisha enim anukav, that even in Hefza Meruba, we ask the meat that's pirushim amakom lamakom. So what's the reason over here that the Ramah is makel? So this is because of what the Taz says before, that whatever came out is bottle, and whatever did not come out did not move. So in Hefza Meruba we can rely on this and permit the meat. The Ramah continues, V'im nimlecha chaticha v'lei nimlecha kavoy, if it was salted but not salted properly, which the Taz in Sifkot Lamed explains to mean that it was not salted for 18 minutes, Dina ki'ilu le'nimlecha klal has the same din as if it was not salted at all. And if it's cooked, you'll need 60 against the whole piece, and the piece will be aser. V'chein basar she'shar shloshe yomim b'lei melicha, meat that was left 3 days without salting, which we'll see in the next year, must be roasted. Af im nimlach, dina ki'ilu le'nimlach. Even if it's salted, it has a din of not being salted, since salting does not help. Only roasting helps on a piece of meat that was left for 3 days since the shechita. If it's cooked, you'll need 60 against the piece of meat. So now the Yadifrim says that depending on the reasons we said in the beginning of this year, will be if we can permit this meat in Hefza Meruba. If the reason that we permit the meat is because of Dam Shapirish, Mimakom Lamakom in the meat is Mutter, so in this case also it would be Mutter. However, if we say that the reason is because whatever moved went out of the meat, but whatever did not move at all, and therefore it's mutter. In the case of 3-day-old meat, since the blood gets hard after 3 days, so we can say a possibility that some of the meat will move, but will not go all the way out of the meat. And therefore, if the reason is because it didn't move at all, then in this case it will be aser even in a Hefza Meruba.